This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Fish Fry Fridays continue tomorrow. Come see us in Cottleville at the Knights of Columbus Hall. We'll have the gang out there for the Reardon Roundtable. And Jane's going to join us here before the end of this hour to talk about the police bill that was signed by Governor Kehoe today. He was here in St. Louis. Of course, Tish and the people downtown at City Hall, they think it's offensive to actually control crime. Go figure. But we're going to talk about that. And it will be one of the topics on the roundtable tomorrow, starting at 3 on 97.1 FM Talk. Jane's on the panel, former State Senator Jeff Smith and Nick Shore, current State Senator. I found this piece last week in the Free Press, and I've been wanting to talk about this. I might have referenced it briefly last week. But first of all, I must say the Free Press is where you can find really good journalism these days at thefp.com. Madeline Kearns is with us this afternoon, wrote about this case from Scotland. And the speech police are out and about in areas that are outside of the U.S. for sure. Maddie, how are you? Thanks for coming on 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis.
Thanks so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
Well, this is kind of a crazy story, right? It's one of those things where sometimes you take what we have and the freedoms that we have in this country a bit for granted, considering some of the things that I've seen in New Zealand, in Australia. Some of it's related to the lockdowns. But in this case, this deals with a 74-year-old woman who is simply protesting in an abortion clinic, right?
Yeah, so she was standing outside a hospital, which is where abortions are performed in Scotland, with a sign that said, "Coercion is a crime, here to talk only if you want." She was standing there for about 90 minutes when the police approached her and informed her that she was in breach of a recently passed abortion censorship zone. She said, "Look, I don't think it can be illegal for me to be inviting consensual conversation." They disagreed. They put her in handcuffs. They took her to the police station. They swabbed her for DNA. They took fingerprints, took some mugshots.
Oh, my goodness.
Eventually let her go. But, you know, she's a 74-year-old grandmother. I don't think she was a threat to anybody.
So you said in your reporting they have something called the Safe Access Zone. And this is really something. It's bad enough what happened to her. But you say that praying silently or even, this is the part that caught my attention, or even parking a car with a pro-life bumper sticker in that safe zone, the safe access zone, that violates the rules.
Yeah, so the rules are incredibly broadly written, and Scotland isn't the only part of the UK to have laws like this. We have devolved powers, so different places have slightly different legislation, but basically they all have the same thing, which is in England, in Scotland, and in Northern Ireland, it is illegal to try to influence anyone near an abortion clinic. And really, what does influence mean? It can mean anything. It can mean standing with a sign, it doesn't even mention abortion. I mean, her sign did not mention abortion. It can mean praying silently. There's been people who've been arrested for praying silently in England. It can mean having a bumper sticker on your car that says unborn lives matter and parking that car within the zone. And these zones are pretty wide. They can be up to 200 meters in Scotland. So, yeah, it's extremely extensive what the law can cover.
So if something like this were to happen in the States, I believe that there would be a fair amount of outrage, and then sometimes it gets adjudicated, maybe even up to our United States Supreme Court. How does this path work for her right now?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Well, I mean, certainly she can challenge it because, you know, at least ostensibly Europeans and Brits are supposed to have freedom of speech and freedom of religion. So certainly she can challenge it on those grounds. But we have seen that the UK just does not have as robust free speech protections as the United States, even though they both have the same origin, which is the English common law tradition. The US has just done a much, much better job at protecting those basic freedoms.
Aren't people in the UK, though, are there a fair amount of people that are outraged by something like this or not?
You know, strangely, there aren't that many people who are outraged by this. And there's lots of different reasons for that. One is just a culture of compliance, as I would characterize it. And another reason is that people who oppose abortion are extremely unsympathetic in the eyes of the public. In part, that's because we have a very one-sided media in the way that this issue is covered. And so what has happened here is people who are peacefully either protesting or praying or offering conversation, these people are portrayed as being sort of gross caricatures of people who are shouting at women or harassing women or bullying women. You know, there might be a very small number of people who shout things or have mean sayings, but the vast majority of them are very peaceful. And so they've just been lied about, basically.
Oh, a one-sided media. We would have no way to relate with that in this country by any stretch of the imagination. Are you kidding me? That's what happens all the time. Are some of the things that are happening in the UK and Scotland, wherever, are they going beyond this issue with abortion? I bring it up because we have, you know, American news program 60 Minutes, and a few weeks ago they went to Germany, where these prosecutors in Germany were boasting very proudly about finding people on social media, on X or wherever, that might have said something that offends them, and they're bragging about arresting these people. Which is horrifying to those of us in the States that feel like, well, we do. We really do have freedom of speech because it's just a different approach. And to those of us here on this side of the ocean, we're outraged by it. We can't even believe it happens.
Mm-hmm. No, this is so much bigger than the abortion issue. This is happening in so many different ways. I mean, last month alone, British authorities arrested two men for burning the Quran in public. You wouldn't think that burning a book that you own, by the way, could be an offense, but they're kind of bringing blasphemy in by the back door here by saying this is illegal, this is a hate crime. Similar things with policing speech at football games. You know, if somebody says something that's perceived to be homophobic, they can have the police at their door for that. Somebody puts something on Twitter that's skeptical of transgender ideology, they could have the police at their door for that. We see this all the time. It's really concerning.
So you offer, I want to go back to your, we call it soccer here, the football example. In January of 2022, the Director of Public Prosecutions in England and Wales decreed that using the term Chelsea Rent Boys as a taunt against fans of the West London Soccer Club. That counts as a homophobic slur, and you can be prosecuted for a hate crime. That is stunning right there, that some sort of chant at a soccer game or a football stadium could be used as something you can be prosecuted and arrested for. That really is something different.
Well, it's just a completely disproportionate response, isn't it? I mean, why is this the business of the police? I mean, why are the police prosecuting what would have been left to the domain of manners? And just, you know, obviously, like, there's a way to behave in public and there's a way not to behave in public. Or are we really going to outsource the regulation of that to the police? Are we serious?
I guess that's what Germany's doing, because that's what they were, you know, featuring on 60 Minutes. And again, they were pretty proud of it. They're happy because they feel like these are people that they need to go after. And boy, I would hope that free speech advocates all across Europe would be pretty horrified by some of that.
I think a lot of people have lost sight of the basic principle of free speech, which is that you don't just bother to defend speech that you like and speech that you agree with. You have to defend it on principle. So whether it's, you know, pro-Palestine speech or, you know, pro-Israel speech, or whether it's critical of Islam or critical of transgenderism, whatever it is, and you might not like every single one of those examples, but it's the same fundamental principle is the same.
I agree. And you know, as you're probably aware, we have a bit of a free speech case here with the pro-Hamas, you know, student at Columbia University, which is getting a lot of debate right now. Maddie Kearns at the Free Press, thank you so much. This is a crazy case. Keep us posted on what happens to Rose, okay?
Thanks so much. Well,
all right, take care. Hey, the police bill was signed by Governor Kehoe today, and that's going to take effect soon. We'll get into that with Jane coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.